The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Morning Drive, WTBR 89.7 FM, WSDR 88.1 in Lee. Welcome to Monday, January 12th. Still can say good Happy New Year. We're still, I don't know what the rules are, but maybe the first couple of weeks it still applies, right? So I am Brian Burkle. I'm going to be your host today. Usually I fill in occasionally on a Thursday or Friday, so this is the first time I'm doing a Monday. So welcoming people to a Monday doesn't sound as much fun as when I get to welcome people to a Friday, but someone's got to do it, and I'm here. So we are live and local this morning at WTBR Studio on Federico Drive, and my guest today is going to be Abby Allard, and we're going to be talking about the Berkshire Boxing Academy, among other things, because Abby wears multiple hats, so we can kind of weave, as somebody says, in our conversation about other topics. So before we get into that, let's check in with the National Weather Service and see what's in store for us.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Wind advisory in effect until 9 a.m. EST this morning. Today, mostly sunny and blustery. Highs in the mid-30s. West wind 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Diminishing to 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Cold with lows in the mid-20s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, well, that is the weather. If you haven't already seen outside, it is a breezy morning, but it looks a little clear out there, so not too bad. So, hi, Abby.
Hello, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm loving this Monday morning.
Yeah. So, again, like I said, you know, for me, this is a new step here on a Monday morning. As we know, this is, for those of you who are regular listeners of the show, we are in the first week of the post-Bill Sturgeon era. Bill retired last week to much fanfare. There was quite a parade of dignitaries, if you will, came through here to acknowledge all that he has done for this radio station. And again, Bill, thank you for all that you did here. Thank you for your service to our nation through the and your service on the police department and the decades that you had with the radio station. I know that you were involved with it when it was at Taconic High School, and that you were instrumental in saving this WTBR when the new school was constructed and the radio station needed another home, and you were a leader in getting that here to PCTV, and the morning drive now is 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that was part of that celebration last week, was that it was a 7-year milestone. So I'm happy to be part of this. Thanks, Bill, for getting it started. And I'm sure we're going to hear from you again. I'm sure you'll be here as a guest with one of us on occasion. So thank you. So all that said, Abby.
Yeah. Hi, yes. Brian.
How are you?
Great.
Thanks for coming in today.
Of course. I'm such a morning person and love getting up early and coming in.
I know. Especially with the school bus traffic, right?
Yeah. I was a little panicked. I forget about school buses because I don't go to work till 9 a.m. usually. So I don't deal with them.
Yeah, that's all right. It got my cardio up too.
You're like, where is she? You should talk to Kelly, see how she feels too. I get in at 9 and it's 9:05.
So we want to talk about today is this program that you are involved with. Well, you had this up, right?
Yeah.
The Berkshire Boxing Academy?
Yeah, so
Let's talk about that.
I started, so I'm a lifelong athlete. did high sports all through high school, did sports in college. I did sports outside of college when I graduated, and then I also started coaching. And about 4 years ago, I met a gentleman while I was working out at Berkshire Nautilus who had a little boxing academy himself, and he knew I had a child, and he was like, oh, your daughter, she would love this. So I brought her in, and they had like a small youth program. And as someone who's been working in youth development and you know, I don't want to call myself a youth specialist, but I have some experience. And I was like, hey, can I help you out with the kids? Because, you know, I think you're trying to, you know, coach 5 and 6 year olds the same way you're coaching these 25 year olds. And so I started with just the little kids. I went through USA Boxing, got all my certifications, and then ended up working with him directly with not only our youth, but coaching our competition team and our adult fitness class and our integrated class for people with unique and special needs. Mm-hmm. And then he's been retired for quite a while, and this was kind of his passion job. And then he was like, it's too cold here, I'm moving. And gave me about 3 months notice and gave us the option to have the equipment. And I really loved, you know, I really fell in love with the sport of boxing and, you know, the kids and the adults and our competition team. So I was like, okay. So I got the next level of certification so I could supervise sparring and things like that. And then he moved, and I got my business license from the lovely city clerk here in Pittsfield. And I own and operate as sole proprietor the Berkshire Boxing Academy. And we operate out of Berkshire Nautilus, working with Greg Race, who's been amazing this whole time. So supportive of especially our kids and our young people that are doing it. We have a 2-2-1 record in our competition team who have been amazing, you know, and in the competition team, I have teens, I have some adults, and then I do have a master's level. So that's anyone over 35 who wants to compete. And they're really amazing. You know, some of these teens I've been with for 4 years now, and to see, you know, when they were 10 and started with us, and, you know, they're still kind of gangly and they're learning how their feet and their arms and their head and their body all moves together. And now they're 14, 15, 16 year old boys. And they're just, you know, being a part of that growth and development. And, you know, a big thing when it comes to boxing and any kind of combat sport is discipline. Mm-hmm. And you see that change in young people where they take that discipline and they turn it into something bigger. So a lot of my teens now will work with our 5 through 10 year olds and help support them. So it's been quite a journey. I'm very fortunate to have an amazing husband who also went and got his first level of certification because I said, I can't do this by myself. and it's really great. So we do Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 6:30 PM at Berkshire Nautilus. We go till about 8 o'clock. You know, the first class is always free. It's only $60 a month to join with us for all of those classes. And then we also, you know, there's a lot of really good boxing gyms in town. And I think one of the benefits of Berkshire Boxing Academy is we are small and it's got that very much a mom and pop feel, and that, you know, we really get to know all of our boxers. You know, I have, you know, 3 group chats and we're able to like talk and we get to know each other personally, and that's really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say it feels like a mom and pop because it is a mom and pop.
It is a mom and pop. Yeah, yeah, our daughter's there too.
You and Anthony, right? You're the mom and the pop. So when you mentioned this person who had kind of been your mentor and gotten you set up, who was that?
So that's Todd Poulton, the Punisher, Todd the Punisher Poulton.
The Punisher, yeah.
Who has a 14-1 record, an amazing boxer. He did exhibition boxing, and he, you know, I'm learning a lot of the ropes as I go. I've never owned a business before, and he was really good. You know, his ability to market was beyond anything I've ever, as someone who works in marketing a little bit with my full-time job, you know, he was out beating the pavement every day. And, you know, it really helped to shape how I look at boxing and look at, you know, getting more people interested in boxing.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the marketing goes, I mean, obviously I looked at your website beforehand to get a little background, and I think it's very clear cut.
Thank you.
Explains things very clearly. So if anybody's interested, obviously you can just Google Berkshire Boxing Academy.
Yep.
But what is the address?
BerkshireBoxingAcademy.com. I try to make it as easy as I could. I tried BBA, and that's the Canadian Banking Association, so I couldn't take that one. But and we also have a Facebook page, Berkshire Boxing Academy, Facebook.com/ Berkshire Boxing Academy. I'm not the best at updating our Facebook, but our website, I try to keep as current as possible.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, and we were going to talk some more about it, but if anybody after this wants to do some more research into it, just go to that website.
Yeah.
It's very, very laid out, I thought, very orderly and very clear.
Inquiry forms on it that, you know, myself or my husband respond to as quickly as we can. We mm-hmm. both have full-time jobs, but it's been really... Yeah, like I said, a big learning curve, and I think we're really starting to find our groove.
Yeah, and you're located at Berkshire Nautilus.
Berkshire Nautilus.
So that's 42 Summer Street.
Yes.
Okay. And again, if somebody wants to reach out to you, what's the phone number to reach out?
So the best phone number to reach out is 518-258-7879, and that's directly to me. And, you know, texting is great. I'm much easier to text. You know, I have a full-time job, and sometimes it's not always easy to answer the phone.
Mm-hmm. So what was, so you mentioned a bunch of the different programs that you have. And like mm-hmm. I said, they're laid out pretty well in the website. So you've got family options, you've got some self-defense classes, you have an elite boxing group for youth, right? So tell me a little bit about what kind of brought you to doing this whole program in the first place. Other than, I mean, you mentioned about your mentorship.
Yeah.
You know, and you took up boxing yourself for your own purposes. But
yeah.
What made you decide to take it to the next step?
So I think, so my full-time job, I work for the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center, home of Girls Inc. of the Berkshires. And, you know, I've always been a strong advocate for girls, young girls, women, youth, and boxing, although it's starting to change a little bit, is very much a male-dominated sport. And I went through quite a large, medical issue after I had my daughter, and you know, I couldn't work out for about 2 years while I was healing, and boxing really was the first sport I picked up that could modify in a way that anybody can do it. Like, and I don't mean anybody, but any body size, type, you can modify everything. And I really liked that about the sport. And then the mental aspect of it was, you know, it's a numbers game. It's a, what is it? The Yogi Berra quote for baseball, where it's...
Which, he's got
yeah, it's like, well, uh-huh. I'm going to misquote it because my husband usually does this quote, but it's 80% mental, and then the other 50% is physical. So that, I think, is very much similar to boxing, where, mm-hmm. you know, it's not just throwing punches, it's footwork, mm-hmm. it's body positioning, it's a lot of mobility, it's a lot of strength training. Mm-hmm. And then it's also learning to respect your own body in a way that doesn't overwork you, overtire you.
Mm-hmm.
You're really listening to yourself. And then to be a woman in this sport and, you know, to have support from other really great and, you know, respected coaches. You know, we're good friends with Sean Jennings, who owns Cherry Street Boxing, also home of Southeast Kettlebell.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always been super supportive. And so it's great to be able to be a woman doing this combat sport, doing this male dominated sport, and having the young women and girls that I work with, that I'm raising, that I'm friends with, see that and inspire them to pursue combat sports.
Right. And then just some of the other benefits, of course, that go along with this. I mean, obviously the physical, mm-hmm. right? So you've got, improved cardio health, you know, you enhance your balance,
mm-hmm.
right? Strength and endurance building.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then, so those are the physical things. And then, of course, just the fact that you're coming together and doing something falls in that whole level mm-hmm. of mental health.
Yes.
Services, right? Or benefits there, you know, those protective factors of boosting self-confidence, reducing anxiety, mm-hmm. right? Because now somebody, you know, well, for one, they're exercising, which yes. is automatically going to take care of
that. Already get those endorphins going.
Exactly. But they're also learning a skill where they could defend themselves if they yes. had to, right? Focus. Discipline,
oh, yeah.
right? There's a lot going on there. And of course, the social aspect of that, which is also mental health related, mm-hmm. just being able to have that a community of some sort, of a mutual interest, right?
Yeah.
A club,
yeah.
right? And building those friendships and learning about teamwork and all those mm-hmm. sort of things, right? So there's just, I mean, the benefits just are, the list is pretty long,
yeah.
right? So a lot of that is what you guys instill.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to the youth.
Oh, yeah.
What a great... way to do that.
Yeah. And I think and I think Coach Jennings would say the same thing about his classes. You know, boxing's an individual sport. It's you and your coach on the sideline, but you know, we're a team. Mm-hmm. You know, when we go to tournaments, my strength and conditioning boxers come out, like my fitness class boxers, we're all there to support each other mm-hmm. and you really feel that team aspect. It's a little bit of that, maybe a little bit of that trauma bonding as well, because, you know, when you're in the competition side of things, you know, the first thing we always tell people who want to join the competition team is it's boxing. You're going to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the goal is to avoid it as best we can. But at some point you're going to get hit and, you know, breaking that fear where you can have the confidence to build up the skills and know, well, I'm putting myself at risk, but I have the skills and the determination to fight through that. And I think that willpower, that mentality that you build easily bleeds over into your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the boxing goes, when did it start for you?
So
did you do this when you were younger or no?
No, okay. I actually, when my husband and I first got together many years ago, when I was in my early 20s, and now I'm almost 40, I had told him, I was like, yeah, you know, I grew up playing sports and I've done all these things and I'd love to really learn how to throw a punch, like mm-hmm. really learn how to. And that was about 14 mm-hmm. years ago. And 4 years ago, I got the opportunity and it was great because Todd, also most people know him as the champ, worked with me and especially when I started showing interest in coaching, he's like, well, let's get the basic skills down for you, because it's one of those, you know, you can watch videos, you can do all the trainings, but until you're actually physically doing it, you're never going to know how your fighters feel. Mm-hmm. You never. So having that shoulder exhaustion, that wrist exhaustion, your hand exhaustion, where you're like, my hands are cramping and you've been on the bag for an hour and a half, just throwing jabs till you perfect that jab, and being able to relate better to who you're coaching has been really, although I will say I've never had any true in-ring experience. I have sparred quite a few times, but it was by the time I got to a point where I would be in master's level, and I masters fight harder than elite, I would say. Especially, you know, I watch the men's masters and they have guys who are in their 70s still mm-hmm. fighting, and you see them throwing punches and you're like, yeah, I don't want one of those.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. So, you know, my background was with the state police mm-hmm. and, you know, I was there for 25 years, but my academy was back in 1996. And for some reason, my class was the only one that didn't do boxing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because the Massachusetts State Police boxing group that they hold fights
oh, yeah.
all over Massachusetts,
sure. mm-hmm.
they're amazing. Some of those state troopers that are in there boxing, you're mm-hmm. like, I think you picked the wrong career.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you do. But uh-huh. wow, they're really amazing. And it's such a great program, too.
Yeah.
And they're not only giving the troopers a chance to show off their skills, but they're pulling guys from the community. And, mm-hmm. and it's great to ever have opportunities where, you know, young guys or even older guys can get in the ring and really and show and do it in a safe manner where mm-hmm. you have, you know, all these precautions happening and the state police boxing program is really, really well respected across the country.
Yeah, they have a well-known team.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that was an opportunity that I just didn't have.
Oh, no.
And so, I really haven't had much experience with the art, the sport of boxing,
yeah.
You know. I did a... some fitness thing a couple of years ago, some class. It was like a hour long fitness class. And it was boxing. And I thought, okay, well, I could probably do that. And,
yeah,
for an hour, it wasn't very long into it. And, he's like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to hit the bag this many times. You can have you move to this side and punch it from this side and all this stuff. And work on your footwork and mm-hmm. everything. Goes. And then we'll do that for 5 minutes. And then we get 3 minutes in between. And I said, great. And he goes, you know what we're going to do in between? I go, take a nap. he's like, jump rope. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, it was a lot. That endurance is huge.
It's huge. It's
and
huge.
To build that endurance and what a way to do it.
Yeah.
You're using so much of your body.
It is. It is a full body workout mm-hmm. every time you're doing it because, I don't think people realize in boxing how much you're actually using your legs because
mm-hmm.
you're level changing and it's engaging your knees a lot. Mm-hmm. Plyometrics, which is jumping. So jump rope is a huge part. And mm-hmm. then there's lots of other plyos that you can do. The research shows the higher you jump, the more you jump, the harder you hit. So, and that's one of the nice things I think about when we're teaching and when we're teaching and coaching at the academy is, we're going over the muscle groups you're using. We're talking about why we're doing things. We're helping you understand a little bit more about your body. I've gone through quite a bit of training for mobility certification, strength and conditioning certifications. My husband went and did the strength and conditioning certification. So we're able to talk more about, I love that we're not just saying, go on the bag and throw right jabs for five mm-hmm. minutes, or you're going to be doing these box jumps, or we're going to be doing wall squats. Like we explain, we're doing plyometrics and we're going to teach you how to jump properly so your ankles and your feet don't take the impact and your knees and your hips do. And then because your knees and the hips are taking the impact, we're going to do mobility so we can take that impact away from the knees up to the hips and through the lower back. So it's nice to be able to give people. So when they're talking about, especially with our young guys that become mentors to our younger guys, they're able to also explain it in a nice way. And I do have a doctor in, and every once in a while I'll say something and I look over at her and I'm like, and she's like, you're good. She gives me a thumbs up. I'm like, okay, I do know what I'm saying a little bit.
Yeah. So to that point, what would you say to anybody who's concerned about the safety of it?
So we don't make anybody spar that doesn't want to spar.
Mm-hmm.
It is fully optional. The former class, they sparred every Friday. We now do it. We try to do it once a month just to give people some light touch experience because mm-hmm. really, and I think you can ask, I have a couple new boxers who are two athletic guys that like you'd look at them and you're like, wow, that's an athlete. And they both were like, yeah, we'll try sparring and put them in the ring. And I gave them about 2 minutes and they were drenched in sweat. So that application of the skills we're teaching, in order to really understand how it all works together, having that light touch in ring experience, mm-hmm. We have a little ring we set up and that makes all the difference. And you're like, wow, I thought I was sweating on the bag and now I'm like, give me, don't put me back in, coach.
And going back to the whole discipline aspect of it, I know part of that is that discipline is like making every punch count, right?
Yes.
So you're really about controlling your energy,
mm-hmm.
making it worth your effort. Because like you said, it's exhausting.
It is.
And you need that endurance. So you don't want to be wasting a lot of energy, right?
Yeah. It is one of the most, I played volleyball in high school and college and you're playing high competitive volleyball. You're sweating. It's a lot of work. It's a mental game. It's a physical game. But if I don't have the ball, then I'm kind of just watching the play and I'm being a Peyton Manning and I'm reading the field and finding out the next move. You don't have that opportunity in boxing. You're constantly, your brain is reading the ring the entire time and you're moving and you're throwing punches and that physicality of it along with the mental part is where that discipline comes in, where you're like, okay, I've done all this training. I've learned my combinations but now I have to put them together and read my opponent to say, all right, they've got to reach. I've got to be more inside, or they want me inside. I've got to take them to the edge. So it is that you end up, it feels so difficult because you're using every part of your body, including your brain and your mouth, because you have your guard in, and it's constant reminding everyone, both sides of the ring, any competition I've been through, you can hear the coach on the side going, bite down, bite down, bite down. Because you can lose points in amateur boxing if you lose your mouth guard. So you have to keep your mouth biting down on it, which then you're now thinking, I'm biting on my mouth. I'm breathing through my nose. I'm breathing with every punch. I'm throwing this punch. Oh, I'm looking at how they're fighting. I'm looking at their footwork. I'm keeping my foot outside theirs. I want to throw, you know, a 1, 3, 4, 5. And so it's a lot of moving parts all at once. And, you know, I'm one of those people that I have a deadline and a heavy task, and I'm writing a lot and I have to think a lot and I'm sweating just from thinking. So you're adding that and now the physicality of it. But again, the nice thing about the class is we do modify everything, because in our mixed group class, we have our youngest is 5. Our oldest right now is, I believe, 54. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do have a lot of modification. We have people who have, you know, we have some people with arthritis and things like that, or people that are coming in just for weight loss, people that are coming in for that discipline aspect of it, where we're trying to modify for this class everything. And the nice thing is, because we're a smaller group, because we have both of us in there with the experience we have, we're able to kind of modify it while we're coaching. So when we're doing a move, we show the modification. And then also, for our competition team that works out with us in that mixed group class, we'll do the heavier modification too. So, you know, you have 3 different moves you can do any time, and then you have your 2 coaches that are able to help and adjust. And then I will say, in the summer, for those of you who know him, we have Coach Paul Procopio, who is a legend from St. Joe. So he is a snowbird. So he's in Florida right now with his brother, but he also is there with us in the summer. And it's such a great help to have all that experience. You know, 50 plus years of coaching experience really makes a difference.
Yeah, experience does matter. And to your point there about, you know, all those things that somebody has to focus on, all their physical and mental and everything, themselves and their opponent, you know, it builds that sort of respect for what the other person's doing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, not just in this physical sense, but it's also what a great model for just even to have conversations with people.
Yes.
You know,
it is.
I mean, because you're watching, but that's the listening.
Yes.
You know? And you're given space. And then, you know, when your punch goes in, you know, that's your part of the conversation. Make it valuable, you know, as best you can. So there's a lot of parallels there.
I'm sure.
There's all kinds of life parallels that I'm sure could be applied.
And respect is a huge part of boxing as well, especially when it comes to amateur boxing, where, you know, when you do amateur boxing, you get in the ring, you're going to go around and you're going to greet all of the officials and you're going to, all the judges on the sideline, you're going to recognize the other coach, the other boxer. And, you know, at all the amateur tournaments I've been to over the last 4 years, there's never been a fight that ended where the 2 boxers didn't give a hug, all of my fighters, all of my adult fighters, you know, they get the phone number of the guy they fought and they text and they keep up with each other. And, you know, there's always the next one. Oh, I'll see you again. I'll see you. And I think that respect, and that, again, it bleeds over into your real life, where, you know, you realize everyone's going through difficulties, and, you know, you might not have punched them in the face, but you don't know what's going on. And giving people that space and respect is so huge for the sport. And I think it really translate over into your everyday life.
So we are we're coming up on the top of the hour, so we're going to take a pause.
Some weather.
We're going to do a radio station pause, hear a little bit about some of our underwriters, and then we will return. We have in studio today, for those of you just joining us, Abby Allard, and we're focused today on her business, which is the Berkshire Boxing Academy here in Pittsfield. Yes. And we'll talk about some other stuff too, because like I said, you wear many hats.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things we can talk about in this community that you are engaged in, because you are very engaged. So we will return in a moment. You are listening to WTBR 89.7 in Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
What is One Berkshire? We're the voice of the business community, promoting the region and supporting local business. How do we do it? Through marketing, networking, sponsorships, and advocacy. Whether it's promotion to travelers and second homeowners, or opportunities to network with your neighbors and raise your profile, we've got you covered. So join today. Visit oneberkshire.com. That's the number one, berkshire.com.
The preceding public service announcement courtesy of WTBR and Lee Bank.
Hey, this is Dave Cachet, the archivist of the WTBR-FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound, just the way you remember them. That's Random Draw, every Saturday morning at 9, only on WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Yes, welcome back. Again, my name is Brian Burkle. I'll be your host here this Monday. We have in studio today Abby Allard, who is with the Berkshire Boxing Academy. So we've been talking about that and the programming and all the benefits of boxing and, you know, not just for ourselves, but, you know, for some of the youth that are engaged in some of the programs here and a few other things that she's involved with, which we will get to in a moment. She's a walking public announcement of services here in Berkshire County. But before we do that, let's get a check on the National Weather Report.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Wind advisory in effect until 9 a.m. EST this morning. Today, mostly sunny and blustery. Highs in the mid-30s. West wind 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Diminishing to 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Cold with lows in the mid-20s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, so definitely blustery last night, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the snow was coming down a little bit in the evening, and I was glad to see that it basically all got blown away.
Yeah.
there was no shoveling at my house. But yeah, blustery. That always reminds me of, whenever I say that word or hear that word, I always think of Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Right? Didn't he always say, that's a blustery day.
Oh, it's a blustery day.
I'll go with your impression. I'm not going to try a Winnie the Pooh impression here. I may look like him, but I'm not going to give it a go.
Don't have your hand in a pot of honey. I think you're good.
No, and I'm better and I'm better dressed, or I should say, more completely dressed.
Yeah, more completely. Yes. Yeah,
I have pants on.
Yeah.
So Winnie the Pooh. Anyway, so we are here with Abby Allard. Abby, first, you know, we want to mostly talk today about the Berkshire Boxing Academy.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back into that. I know that some folks are just joining us, maybe didn't get to hear the first half of this broadcast. And to those folks who are, as with any of our shows here, you can always go to our video archives at pctv.com. And so if you have ever joined one of our shows, whether it was hosted by Bill Sturgeon, Sean Sear, Donna Todd Rivers, Ellen Speer, myself, any of us, it's all there. And then Bob Heck. Bob Heck is going to be taking up a few days here now, too, so going forward. So if you ever miss part of the show, because it is an hour long, and mm-hmm. I know people are busy, you can always go back and see what parts you might have missed. So please check us out online.
So, fun Abby, fact yes. about Bob Heck.
Yes.
About 25 years ago, he was my boss.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. He didn't remember, though. I only worked there for about 3 months, and I went, I don't want to do this anymore.
And where was that?
At Friendly's.
Oh, Friendly's.
Way back when. Yeah, yeah. When the Verizon store was a Friendly's over in Lenox.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Yep. So the paths we take, right?
Oh, I know.
Yep. We all pay our dues. So the Berkshire Boxing Academy. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yep.
And some of the programming that you have.
BerkshireBoxingAcademy.com. And we also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/BerkshireBoxingAcademy. So our main class right now is Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And that is our all-encompassing, you're going to learn the skill of boxing. We're going to do mobility. We're going to do strength and conditioning. We'll do some light touch sparring if you're interested. It's not required. We do heavy bag work. And we very fortunately were able to upgrade a bunch of our equipment over the winter time, which has been really great. So we have some fresh new equipment for people to work out on. And we also have our competition team that also meets Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Tuesdays, and Sunday mornings. And then I also do some private lessons, private boxing lessons, mostly with young women, because there is an intimidation factor, I think, for young people, especially girls and women, when it comes to boxing, who've never done it before. And they think about going to class and they're like, well, I don't want to be around all these sweaty boys. And there are a lot of sweaty boys, but there's also sweaty women and girls and people in the class. So but the private classes are great. It's a good chance to get one-on-one, and especially if you're just looking to learn the skill. And I also do self-defense classes. The difference between my boxing classes and my self-defense, when I do it in groups, I've never charged for a group self-defense class. I think that's the most important skill you could learn, men, women, mm-hmm. all people, no matter how you identify, just, you know, that self-confidence and self-awareness. And, you know, physicality and, you know, spatial awareness and how to protect yourself is so important. And, you know, learning how to protect yourself isn't a gift. I think it is a human right to know how to use your surroundings to your benefit in a way that protects you and the people around you.
Yeah.
And that, but the you know, the nice thing about boxing is you learn a little bit of that. You know, a lot of times people come into boxing, they're like, I want to punch, I want to hit something. And it's like, well, before I'm ever going to let you hit anything, you got to get footwork down, you've got to be able to do some plyometrics, you got to have mobility. And I also, you know, it is a highly disciplined sport. And there have been times we've had people in class that were like, this maybe isn't appropriate for you. This maybe mm-hmm. isn't the, and you know, we either move them into a smaller class size or we work with them one-on-one until they're ready to be back in that group environment, because it is a team and mm-hmm. it is, and no one should come in thinking I'm going to be the best person in here, because, you know, in our eyes, everyone is equal, mm-hmm. whether you're in our competition team, whether you're in our fitness class, whether you're in our, unified class with our unique and special needs kids. Everyone's on the same playing field mm-hmm. and we're all doing the same sport. So coming in with that attitude that you're ready and willing to learn, you know, I think all coaches would say coachability, you could have no skill, but if you're coachable, Mm-hmm. You're the dream student. So coming in just because you have skill and you're athletic doesn't necessarily translate to being good at the sport.
And like you said, you've had people come in and they say, this isn't for me, or you try to place them in something that might be more suited for their interests.
We've had people come in who are like, oh, I'm, you know, I just moved here and I have about 200 fights under my belt. Mm-hmm. And that would be somebody that I'd be like, well, and I'll write down and be like, here's Sean Jennings' phone number. He is going to be the best one. You know, he has Steve Sumpner. He's got both Sumpner boys and he's got such a high competition team. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing. And, you know, I think of it as like, you know, I'm going to say the youth say this, but I'm around youth all the time. They don't. But the hashtag goals for my husband and I is, you know, being able to do something like what Sean does with those high competition and then the high skilled teams. And I think, you know, we're working towards that. And with the support of Greg Race at Berkshire Nautilus, I'm not trying to call out Sean for being older than I am, but, you know, hopefully when I get to his age, we'll be in a similar spot.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody wanted to just come in and try it out, because I know on your website, you've got different, you know, different programming, different mm-hmm. dates, and there's some different pricing depending on which one you're going to get involved with. But if somebody just wants to come and try it out, how does that work?
So I always recommend coming on a Monday or mm-hmm. a Wednesday. Monday, I would say, is like our strength and conditioning cardio class. So we're doing mostly strength and conditioning. So you might not get a ton. You'll get some stance. You'll get some body movement. But we're not doing a ton of boxing just yet. And then Wednesday is our skills and drills. That's the heavy bag day. So you're going to be on a heavy bag. You're really going to be learning combinations and footwork, moving around, partner drills. And then Friday's our grab bag. So we'll do everything from boxing stations to games. Every once in a while, we'll have just like a game day where we've come up with these, you know, boxing related games. Or you're learning, my husband's favorite one is called the county fair. Mm-hmm. And so you do an alligator walk, a bear walk, crab walk, and then a duck walk. And you're doing rounds around our classroom. So alligator is no legs, pulling yourself. Bear is up on all fours with your tush in the air. Crab is on your back. And then duck is walking in a squat. And we'll do that for a little while. And then we'll switch to another game. But it's very... I think it gives the opportunity, you know, the kids love it. Our teens and our much younger boxers love it. But I do have adult boxers and it's so fun to get to see people my age and older and that are just getting an opportunity to work out, but have fun doing it. And mm-hmm. you get to see, you know, someone in their 40s still acting like they're 14. And I think that's the fun part about Fridays is we try to keep it, you know, as much fun as possible, because especially when you're boxing for fitness, the last thing you want to do is drill it into them so they don't like the sport.
Right. Right. You've got to make it entertain or mm-hmm. something that people want to come back to.
And there's always music too. We try to keep some good music going. And uh-huh. and I do have one boxer. He is a 26-year-old guy. He's on my competition team. And every time we spar, he goes, can you put on Dancing in the Moonlight? And that is his jam, or Bob Marley. And it's just the funniest thing to watch somebody, mm-hmm. you know, doing a contact combat sport. Mm-hmm. And it's like dancing in the, is going on in the back. And it feels very mm-hmm. much like a movie almost.
So when we first started talking about this, we talked a little bit about your, inspiration to be involved with this, mm-hmm. particularly with the youth. That comes from your, the work that you do already in the community through the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center.
Yes.
And that's your full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to mention something about the MLK
Giving Day coming, right? A week from today, most people have the day off in recognition of all of the huge steps that Martin Luther King Jr. took to help the civil rights movement to move forward. You know, service to our community, service for people of color. And, you know, the last few years, we've really tried to do some sort of service project to help further that mission and further the work that, you know, was started 80 years ago. So
be consistent with his messaging.
And, mm-hmm. So our first year, we did a clothing store, free clothing store for the community. Our second year, we did a free toy store and a resource fair for the community. This year was the first year we have a group, older teen girls called Eureka. It is a STEM-based life skills and career readiness program. It is one of my favorite girls-ing programs we offer. It's completely free for our participants. And Lucy Schwartz, who's our coordinator of the program, has just been, since she's come on, it's just been amazing. So they came up with the idea that this year we're going to be making boxes. We're calling them essential boxes. We partnered with the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank, who's helping with the drive to get items for the boxes. And then also Blue Q has been amazing, and they donated socks and beanies for us to put in the boxes. We've had some individual donors donate quite a bit of things. And then on Monday, we're having the girls are coordinating volunteers who are going to be filling the boxes. And then we'll be distributing the boxes to the community through some of the nonprofits that work directly with people who are facing or are currently housing insecure or homeless. Mm-hmm. And then also on Monday in the afternoon from about 12 to 3, we'll have a little tent out in front of the Brigham Center on East Street where we'll be handing out some of the boxes that were put together as well. And the girls have really taken to this project as a way to support and give back to their community. I think one of the most important things you can do for young people is to have them feel like they're a part of where they are and being mm-hmm. aware of, you know, the challenges and opportunities that their city or their county faces. Mm-hmm. And I know I've mentioned this before on the morning drive, but according to the FEMA website, Berkshire County is like 96% self-resilient. So if everything collapsed around us, like the people that live here have built such a resiliency that we can support each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just an amazing thing. And getting young people to believe that and to feel that they're a part of this resiliency and this community that we've built, you know, and they're the generation coming up. And, you know, Brian and I can't be on boards and steering committees and doing this forever. So it's great to have these young people get excited about supporting and giving to their community.
And that's going to be on Monday that you're going
to
be doing
Monday,
that.
On Monday, so.
And because Monday is Martin Luther King Day.
It is.
Which, of course, you know, is always coincides with a national community service mm-hmm. type initiative, right? So,
yep.
You know, because so many of you do have the day off, I mean, not everybody does, but if you do, what an opportunity to engage in something that maybe you haven't done before and sort of explore a little bit of some of the giving opportunities and the nonprofits and some of the other community outreach that's available here in Berkshire County.
Yeah.
And that's a chance for you to kind of explore that a little bit. So you know, maybe start looking this week. What could I do on Monday? And reach out to those folks and see if there's a space for
Berkshire
you on Monday.
Community College does a lot of the support for this as well. And they're also a great resource. If there's something you're looking, you want to do some give mm-hmm. back, they'd be a great place to reach out to find some opportunities mm-hmm. that are happening on Monday. If you're interested in volunteering with us or donating or anything like that, the easiest is news@brighamcenter.org, or you can go right on our website. My email's on there, or give us a call 413-442-5174, and my direct extension is 12. And if you want to give back, and I would like also to shout out the Cornell Club, who is a group of people who all went to Cornell that live here in Berkshire County, and they volunteer all over. They're going to be our big group of volunteers on mm-hmm. Monday helping the girls to stuff these boxes. And I did let them know, I was like, well, you know, the teen girls are in charge, but, you know, so they're going to be telling you what to do, and they're excited to be working with the girls and seeing that in action.
So that's the Cornell Club?
Yeah.
So there's an example there of something here in the community where there's an alumnus mm-hmm. right that come together, and so that brings me to the next thing that we want to talk about.
Yes,
that, talk about alumnus. You and I,
yes,
you know that's how you and I got to know each other, was through the Berkshire Leadership Program, which is organized by One Berkshire, right? And so you and I were in that same class a few years ago, and we continued to stay on the steering committee.
We
right?
did,
and so we are for this year. For anybody out there, we are still. We still have applications open.
We do.
For this upcoming year. And, you know, talk about having being part of a group of people here in Berkshire County that you're always going to be somehow connected to. You know, in our class, we had maybe 20 some odd people.
Yeah.
And, you know, a good number of us still maintain, you know, because we're all involved in different organizations and we cross paths frequently. We reach out to one another. It's a great networking tool. What a great way, you know, a lot of times your business or your nonprofit can sponsor you to to attend this program, which is coming up in the spring. And I'll let Abby talk a little bit more about it. But, you know, even here at PCTV, there's alumni here, you know, and so we've all kind of, you know, it's just a great way to connect with people here in Berkshire County, especially if you want to be engaged in this community. So talk a little bit about what's going on as far as the application process, and because the deadline is coming up.
The deadline is coming up. We've extended it. So I have the absolute pleasure of, again, being the chair of the steering committee for this year. Third year in a row. I really love, you know, being able to support the program, helping to use some of the skills I have. My vice chair is Dr. Annie Pecor from North Adams. And, you know, it's great to be able to work directly with her. Also a classmate of ours. And Christine Hoyt, who oversees the program. And Hannah Pimenta, who assists Christine and is coordinates the program as well. And also just everyone at One Berkshire, especially Kevin Pink, who I know is listening right now. So I wanted to embarrass him and say his name on the radio. But this program is, you know, it's a Berkshire leadership program. You are learning about your leadership style and how it interacts with the economic landscape of the Berkshires. And then your role here in the Berkshires are really the two key points, I think, that you get out of BLP. And then on top of that, like we mentioned earlier with boxing, it's finding a place for yourself, you know, especially if you have someone here new or even long term. It's just giving you another realm to connect with people, to meet new friends, to meet new acquaintances, to network your business or hear about other businesses or nonprofits. And then the sessions themselves that you get to do. I mean, I personally think, you know, ours was one of the most fun, but every year it's very fun. I think it's when you're in it, it feels more fun than when you're planning it and showing and making sure there's questions, which is still a lot of fun to be on the steering committee. But, you know, we go to farms, we go, you know, we've gone to Lenco a few times. Lenny Light has been amazing inviting us in there.
And just to clarify, when you're saying the sessions, what you're describing here, the different locations.
Yes.
Because the sessions are broken down to represent different aspects of commerce here in the community. So, you know, one topic might be tourism, right, which is a big part of Berkshire.
Huge.
One might be manufacturing, so and so forth, right?
Yeah.
Health, education, all those pillars. So what when you mention the sessions,
that's where you're going.
Yeah. So we find a host who represents that particular pillar, and then there'll be a panel of other people in the community who are engaged in that particular discipline. And that's in the class gets to have a Q&A. They learn about that aspect. There's also a project that the class works on together that's Berkshire County centric. And then again, like you said, one of the best parts that I got out of it was that whole learning about your own management style.
Yeah.
Which you do an assessment in the beginning. Now, I mean, there is a time, you know, commitment.
Yes.
So check out on the website. You'll get all the information on there. But make sure that's something that you feel you can commit to.
Yeah, because we do. You obviously things come up, but there is a requirement that we want you to be at all the sessions. That you start with a 2-day retreat over at Jiminy Peak, which they've been amazing hosting us there. And, you know, our facilitators have been amazing. And then after that 2-day retreat, which will be a Friday and a Saturday, the following Thursday, you get a bus tour. And the bus tour, we do our best, you know, Berkshire County, it feels small sometimes when you're in it, but it's large. It's, you know, to get from the Williamstown down to all the way down through South County, you know, that's an hour plus. And then you want to make all these stops and you want to go into the hill towns. And so the bus tour is really great because it gives you a couple stops in northern, central, and southern Berkshire usually. and you're kind of getting a glimpse of what the sessions are going to look like. The other nice thing about the bus tour is you have Ben Lamb and Jonathan from One Berkshire who are there to give you even more insight into the economics of the Berkshires and how it works. And, you know, it's always great to hear them speak. And, you know, Dr. Ben Lamb is an expert on the development, the economic development here in the Berkshires, and hearing, you know, what's going on. There's a lot of negativity out in the world right now, and the way that One Berkshire does this, it brings all the positives forward of you know, all these opportunities, and still says there are challenges, but here's how we're meeting those challenges, and here are the opportunities for the future. And then after the bus tour, you have seven sessions with us before your graduation, your eighth session, the graduation. And like Brian said, those sessions hit everything from tourism, hospitality, to advanced manufacturing, to agriculture, to wellness. So there's a lot going on. And, you know, it's one Thursday a week so essentially it's 10 weeks long. And if you have that ability to make that time commitment with your work or with your home life, it's really, you know, I only grew up over the border in New Lebanon, but you know, everything we did was in New York because my insurance was in New York. So everything was out in Albany. So when we moved here to the Berkshires a few years ago, you know, I had a couple friends that I met. I was bartending when I first moved here. So that's a very easy way to make friends. But then when I started working, you know, it was a little more difficult to connect with people and to really see the whole of the Berkshires. And BLP gave me that opportunity. And like you said, like, I still text with Tommy from our class. I text with Brian. Annie and I hang out, spend time together. And, you know, Christine Hoyt and Hannah have just been amazing. And I think they're probably the two brightest stars here in the Berkshires. And, you know, BLP wouldn't happen without them.
And for anybody who is, you know, curious about this, you know, I grew up for the most part here in Berkshire County. Most of my life was spent here. I had a career out here that took me to every nook and cranny, really, in this county. And I thought I really knew Berkshire County, but there's blind spots. And this thing really, this program really kind of showed me some of that, shed some light on those things that I hadn't really really recognized about the community. So, and it was all positive. It helped reinforce an awful lot. So even if you think you know this county.
You don't.
this is what a great program to be a part of. There is also a scholarship option. So if you want to be part of that, and maybe your organization, especially if it's a nonprofit, is looking for a little assistance, please ask. But the deadline is coming up this weekend. So if you are interested in being part of this program, do reach out to us through the website. And let us know that you are interested. We can discuss a little
any extensions that may need to happen.
As long as you get in and let us know by this weekend. And
please.
Then we could talk about the application process being extended.
And, you know, part of the application, it's mostly your responses. And there's some questions about, you know, your vision, opportunities, challenges here in the Berkshires, a little bit about yourself. And then there is a recommendation letter asked for from a peer or a supervisor. And that I think all of us understand that can be hard to come by sometimes because everyone's busy. So if you do need an extension, see Hoyt, H-O-Y-T, at One Berkshire. And that's the number one, not O-N-E, but OneBerkshire.com. If you need an extension or any assistance.
All right. Well, we're winding down already.
Woo! Blood work time.
Yeah, I know. You're holding up. I know you've been fasting for your blood work, you told me. Abby Allard has been our guest today. Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Brian.
Abby runs the Berkshire Boxing Academy here in Pittsfield. Please go to their website, check it out, see if there's any programming there that would work for you. There's youth programming. There's they have the unified boxing on Fridays for youth and adults with unique special needs. There's a family program. There's self-defense programs. You know, just so many benefits to the boxing sport. So please check that out. Also, with the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center, which is one of Abby's other hats.
My biggest hat.
The biggest hat.
Biggest hat, Kelly.
That's her full-time
hat.
That is your full-time hat. with the MLK Day coming up on Monday, there's the Giving Day that they are celebrating, and they're doing some outreach for the community. And then, of course, the other thing we talked about was the Berkshire Leadership Program. So please check that out on the One Berkshire website if that's something that you'd be interested in attending. The deadline for that is coming up this weekend. So again, thank you for being here. Again, thanks to Bill Sturgeon for all your commitment over the years. We had a good send-off for him this past week. So we're in the first week in the post-Bill era here on the morning show, the morning drive. So I will be in here on Mondays probably regularly going forward. So I hope to hope that you guys will join us, continue to join us. We appreciate you guys listening. And so please enjoy the rest of this week. And we will hopefully you'll join us again.
Probably.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.